العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. الحمد لله. My dear respected brothers and elders, every Wednesday I decided to go through some tafsir of the Holy Quran. But before we do that, inshallah, we need to understand the Holy Quran itself, the importance of the Holy Quran, the virtues of reciting the Holy Quran, the virtues of listening to the recitation of the Holy Quran. There's a lot of things that we can learn and we can benefit today, inshallah, before we start talking about the tafsir of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. That this month of Ramadan is such a month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Holy Quran in this month. And this Holy Quran is hudan linnas, a means of guidance for the people. وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. And it has many clear signs and evidences. So this Holy Quran has a very intimate and close relationship with the month of Ramadan. So therefore we need to understand, okay, what is this Holy Quran? So inshallah what I'll be doing is going through this kitab titled Tilawatul Quran by Imam Abdullah Sirajuddin, who was a great Syrian scholar. He's passed away about 60-70 years ago. He's a great Syrian scholar. He was a Sayyid from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a very great scholar. He'd memorized Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim. He'd memorized Sunan Abu Dawud, Sunan Tirmidhi, Sunan Nisa'i, Sunan Ibn Majah. He'd memorized a large part of hadith. Now this author, subhanAllah, is so amazing. Someone once took this person himself who wrote this kitab. I like reading his kitabs because they have a lot of benefit. He's got one kitab which talks about the shama'il, the features, the qualities, the characteristics, attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the scholars mentioned that, you know, there's so much benefit in reading that kitab from start to end. And in Syria, if you go, they have many gatherings where they recite this kitab. It's a very beautiful kitab. It's mentioned about him that once someone came to him and they said, Sheikh, you know, I was praising you and I was mentioning that you know many ahadith by heart, and somebody didn't believe me, so I got a bit angry. And I said, if Imam Abdullah Sirajuddin does not know 100,000 hadith by heart, then my wife is talaq. This person, he got be carried away. And he said, if Sheikh Abdullah Sirajuddin does not know 100,000 hadith by heart, then my wife is talaq. So he came to the Sheikh. The Sheikh said to him, that's a very silly thing that you did. Why did you do something like this? And then he looked down and he thought for a while. And then he said, your wife is not talaq, don't worry. Meaning that I know 100,000 hadith by heart, if not more than that. So he'd memorized many, many kitabs. You know, it's amazing author. So I thought I'll go through this from his book. There's many books to talk about the virtues of the Qur'an. Famously, Hafiz ibn Kathir, rahmatullahi alayhi, he's got his Fada'il al-Qur'an al-Azim. But we'll go through this, inshallah, talk about different aspects of the Holy Qur'an. And maybe, inshallah, after Ramadan, if Allah Ta'ala allows, we can start some tafsir of the Holy Qur'an. So he starts this chapter in which he mentions the reality of the Qur'an and the importance of the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Qur'an, in Suratul Muzammil, إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا, addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are going to impose upon you, we are going to give you a very heavy burden. The Qur'an is a very heavy burden. This Qur'an was not given to any other Nabi before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No other Ummah before the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this Qur'an. It is the last book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the greatest book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu used to say, that fihi ilmu al-awwalina wal-akhirin. The knowledge of everything that came before and the knowledge of everything that will come after is inside of this Holy Qur'an. A person just has to unlock it. In one hadith, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, يقول الرب تبارك وتعالى من شغله القرآن عن مسألتي أعطيته أفضل ما أعطي السائلين وفضل كلام الله تعالى على سائر الكلام كفضل الله على خلقه رواه الترمذي. Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah mentions this hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Whoever, من شغله القرآن عن مسألتي, whomsoever this Qur'an distracts from dua, meaning they are so engaged with this Qur'an, reciting this Qur'an, that they don't make time for dua. Because they're always reciting Qur'an, they can't make time to lift their hands up and do dua because they are busy reciting Qur'an. I will give them more than I give those people who do dua to me. So everyone who lifts their hands and does dua to me, the person who recites Qur'an by day and night, I will give that person more than the one who is constantly asking from me. And the virtue of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, over the rest of the speech is like the virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over His creation. That Allah's speech has the highest rank over all speech. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, we don't need anybody else to speak. Famously, Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu made him the governor of one of the main provinces of Syria, so he sent him. So the people in Syria were talking, Salman Farsi is coming, such an old, wise Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's going to come to the masjid, he's going to give some talk in front of us. Everybody flocked to the masjid, I think it was in Dimashq, Damascus, and they all flocked to listen to what he had to say. Sayyidina Salman Farsi walked into the masjid, he walked to the front, and he started reciting from Surah Al-Baqarah. And he was reciting and reciting and reciting, and then some people started to go, and then some more people started to go, and the masjid was emptying. And then Sayyidina Salman Farsi became so angry that you people come to listen to Salman, and you are here for Salman, but when Salman is reciting you the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you people leave. You've got your priorities all mixed up. That how can my speech be more important than the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is how the Sahaba would look at the kitab of Allah ta'ala. This is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would regard the book of Allah. And this is the importance we need to have. Our people, they can sit for hours, listen to na'at, listen to nasheed. In the car, you ask, our ustad used to test us, Muthi Farooq sahab, hafidhahullah, used to always say, you know, our friends who were drivers in the class, he'd say to them, bhai, aapke gari ke andar kitne CD hai nasheed ke aur kitne CD hai Qur'an ki? How many CDs do you have which play nasheeds, and how many CDs you have Qur'an? My friend used to be like, ustad, I have like 9 CDs of nasheed and 2 of Qur'an. He'd say, this is the problem. That we're fascinated and we would prefer listening to other things and hearing other things than the enjoyment we feel with the Qur'an. We've got our priorities mixed up. The Qur'an should take up most of our time, reciting, listening, doing tadabbur, contemplating over the meanings of the Qur'an. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam states in a hadith, عليكم بالقرآن, hold on to the Qur'an. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ إِمَامًا وَقَائِدًا, make it your leader, make it your guide. فَإِنَّهُ كَلَامُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, because this is the speech of رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, the Lord of the worlds. الَّذِي هُوَ مِنْهُ وَإِلَيْهِ يَعُودُ, this speech is from Allah and it will return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَآمِنُوا بِمُتَشَابِهِهِ وَاعْتَبِرُوا بِأَمْثَالِهِ, bring iman in all the mutashabih, ambiguous verses of the Quran. If Allah Ta'ala mentions something in the Quran which is difficult for us to understand, bring iman upon it. And wa'tabiru bi amthalihi, anywhere where Allah Ta'ala mentions a lesson for us to learn from, then ponder over those lessons, reflect over those lessons. Sayyidina Atiyya radiyallahu anhu, he mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, ma min kalamin a'zama 'inda Allah min kalamihi, وَمَا رَدَّ أَيْ مَا تَقَرَّبَ الْعِبَادُ إِلَى اللَّهِ كَلَامًا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ كَلَامِهِ. That no speech, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that there is no speech which is greater in the sight of Allah ta'ala than his own speech. And there is no speech that can bring one closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than Allah's own speech. Think about it, this Qur'an is kalamullah. And the scholars from beginning of time have held that kalamullah is sifatullah. This kalam of Allah, speech of Allah, is a quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you're not just reciting any ordinary thing, you're reciting something which is min sifatillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the qualities, attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions a hadith from Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go in the fil mawsim, meaning in the times when the people would gather, when there were big gatherings. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to the gatherings and he would say, أَلَا هَلْ مِنْ رَجُلٍ يَحْمِلُنِي إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ حَتَّى أُبَلِّغَ كَلَامَ رَبِّي فَإِنَّ قُرَيْشًا مَنَعُونِي أَنْ أُبَلِّغَ كَلَامَ رَبِّي. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, is there anyone You could say he was beseeching people, pleading with the people. Is there anyone who will take me to his tribe so I can pass on the speech of Allah to the people? Because my people, Quraysh, they've stopped me from passing on the speech of Allah to them. So is there anyone who will please allow me to go to their tribe, go to their nation, and convey the message, convey the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them? Because my people have stopped me from doing so. Imam Darimi rahimahullah mentions a hadith from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, Al-Qur'anu ahabbu ila Allah ta'ala min as-samawati wal ardi wa man fihin. That the Qur'an is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the heavens, than the earths, and than everything which is in between them. This Qur'an, this noble Qur'an. So these are all just a few virtues to understand this, the importance of this Quran. There are more, inshallah. I need to go to this kitab and hopefully highlight some things to mention. It's a very long kitab. So it's very, very important that in this month of Ramadan, we connect with the Quran, we bond with the Quran. Remember, one is tilawa and one is sima'ah. Reciting the Quran and also listening to the Quran. Allah Ta'ala commands us to do both in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala mentions وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنِ تَرْتِيلًا. Recite the Quran in a beautiful manner. And وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا. When the Quran is recited, then listen carefully to it and remain quiet. So Allah Ta'ala commands us to do that in the Quran. And أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Do these people not ponder over the Quran, or have their hearts been locked? Meaning the messages of the Quran cannot penetrate into their hearts. So tilawa, sima' and tadabbur. All three things are very important. Recitation, listening to the Quran, and pondering over the meanings of the Quran. When a person does this, then they will truly benefit from the Quran. Someone who says, I'm only going to do one, I'm going to do tilawa, I'm just going to recite, but they don't make time for sima'. You know, it's very, when a person learns Arabic and understands the language, and they realize, many times when you listen to the Quran being recited, deeper meanings open up that at the time of tilawa it didn't open up. Because when you're doing tilawa, you're focused on the tilawa, pronunciation of the letters, making sure that the makharij and sifat and all of these tajweed rules are being pronounced. So sometimes your mind is focused there. So your mind doesn't go 100% to the unlocking the deeper meanings. But when someone else recites it, mashallah, Hafiz Saleh in Tarawih recites it in beautiful voice, stand behind him, we listen to him. So a person can, you're just free to just contemplate, just ponder. So one of the great scholars from India, Shaykh al-Hind Murna Mahmud al-Hassan Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, every night in Tarawih he would stand from after Isha all the way till Fajr would be his Tarawih and his Tahajjud. And what would happen, he was not a Hafiz of the Quran. So he would stand behind. One Hafiz would come, they would read one juz of the Quran in four rakats or something like that, two rakats, four rakats, they would go. Another Hafiz would come, read another juz of the Quran in two, four rakats, they would go. Another Hafiz, all throughout the night, one after one, Hafiz would come. So every night he would be doing 10 juz, 15 juz in Tarawih Salah. And he would just stand and listen. He would not recite anything, he would just listen. Because there's a great reward, obviously the reward of Tarawih Salah, and then pondering and reflecting over the Holy Quran. So inshallah, I'll just mention one more hadith here. Imam Tabrani rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that Tabarrak bil Qur'ani fahuwa kalamullahi ta'ala. Seek barakah, seek blessings with the Holy Quran, because this is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the greatest gifts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And if we don't appreciate it, if we don't understand it, hold on to it and benefit from it, then on the day of Qiyamah, unfortunately, we will be from those who regret. On the day of Qiyamah, those who will have the high stages will be the Ahlul Qur'an. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Ahlul Qur'ani hum Ahlullahi wa khassatu. The people of the Qur'an are the people of Allah. Wa khassatu, and they're His closest people. The people of Qur'an. Those who are day by night are busy reciting, pondering, reflecting over the Holy Qur'an, connecting with the Holy Qur'an, preaching and teaching people the messages of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability to practice upon these few words and to bond with this Holy Quran and to benefit from this Holy Quran in this month of Ramadan. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.